The slog of Nashville traffic only gets worse when school comes back into session. Middle Tennessee transportation officials now say that drive times increase by 10 to 30 minutes during the school year. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that cities are deploying some tactics to smooth the transition, and drivers have a few ideas too.
50 miles from home to work, that's the commute for John Wilkie. In the summer, he actually kind of likes the drive.
When school's out, it's beautiful. I love the commute. It feels like a day off.
He clips along, almost full speed, from Gallatin down to Cool Springs. Then school begins. He carpools his kids and neighbors to class and finds that all routes are slower.
You know, an hour plus every day can really wear you down and age you a lot, and can really set you up for a day of frustration in your office, in the sense if you can come in after being flustered or almost getting in a wreck or whatever.
Yet Wilkie doesn't just resign himself to the inevitable. He schedules daily work calls on the commute or queues up podcasts and Bible verse listening. And then there are commuters like Anna Grimes, who cuts across West Nashville. Her school of thought when classes resume, always keep moving.
Oh boy, if there's an accident and it's 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it's just a mess, you just have to make an educated guess. Okay, how bad is it going to be this afternoon? And then you start your little process.
For her, that means avoiding West End Avenue, even cutting through Centennial Park if need be. With three kids, she says she's had 16 years to find squiggly alternative routes. And now she is getting some help from Metro. To much fanfare, the city retimed its traffic signals in the past year. That has cut travel times, and engineers say they can adjust again with school in mind. Meanwhile, TDOT is evaluating what's known as active freeway management. One method would be putting stop-and-go lights on entrance ramps to control the flow. The question is whether these tactics are coming fast enough, as school districts grow at about 3-7% a year. Otherwise, commuters can dream, patiently, about ideas like self-driving cars. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.